Nearly everyone will have heard of Mother Teresa. During her life, she became famous throughout the world for her wonderful charity work in India and beyond. She was born Agnes Bojaxhiu in Skopje, which is the current capital of the Republic of Macedonia. In 1910, she was born. Her parents were devout Catholic Christians, but sadly, her father died when she was only 8 years old. As she grew up, her mother instilled into her the importance of being charitable. She welcomed the city's destitute to their home to dine with them. When Agnes was 12, she first felt a calling to a religious life, and 6 years later, aged 18, she joined the Sisters of Loreto in Dublin, and there took on the name Sister Mary Teresa, after Saint Therese of Lisieux. Then, a year later, she moved to Darjeeling, India, for her novitiate period. From there, she was sent to Calcutta, where she taught at St. Mary's High School for girls from the city's poorest Bengali families. In 1937, she took her final profession of vows to a life of poverty, chastity, and obedience. She then took on the title of Mother. She became principal of the school in 1944. However, in 1946, Mother Teresa experienced a second calling, a call within a call. She believed that Christ was calling her to abandon her teaching and work in the slums of Calcutta, helping the city's poorest and sickest people. This required permission from the Archbishop, and after about 18 months of lobbying, she was given permission. So in 1948, she did 6 months of basic medical training, then began her work in the slums. She took on Indian citizenship at this time. She began an open-air school and also established a home for dying people who are destitute in a dilapidated building, which she convinced the city government to donate to her cause. In October 1950, she won canonical recognition for the Missionaries of Charity, which she founded with only a handful of members, most of them former teachers or pupils from St. Mary's School. Mother Teresa soon opened a hospice for those suffering from Hansen's disease, commonly known as leprosy, and several leprosy outreach clinics throughout Calcutta, providing medication, bandages, and food. As the Missionaries of Charity took in increasing numbers of lost children, Mother Teresa felt the need to create a home for them. In 1955, she opened a children's home, a haven for orphans and homeless youth. In 1965, Pope Paul VI bestowed the Decree of Praise upon the Missionaries of Charity, which prompted Mother Teresa to begin expanding internationally. By the time of her death in 1997, the Missionaries of Charity numbered more than 4,000, in addition to thousands more lay volunteers, with 610 foundations in 123 countries on all 7 continents. Mother Teresa went on to receive various honours for her tireless work. She was awarded the Jewel of India, the highest honour bestowed on Indian civilians, as well as the now defunct Soviet Union's Gold Medal of the Soviet Peace Committee. And in 1979, Mother Teresa won her highest honour when she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in recognition of her work in bringing help to suffering humanity. After several years of deteriorating health, in which she suffered from heart, lung, and kidney problems, Mother Teresa died on September the 5th, 1997, at the age of 87. She was beatified in October 2003, the first step towards sainthood. Despite the enormous scale of her charitable activities and the millions of lives she touched, to her dying day she held only the most humble conception of her own achievements. Summing up her life in characteristically self-effacing fashion, Mother Teresa said, "By blood I am Albanian, by citizenship an Indian. By faith I am a Catholic nun. As to my calling, I belong to the world. As to my heart, I belong entirely to the heart of Jesus." On her death she was granted a state funeral by the Indian government in gratitude for her services to the poor of all religions in India. Her death was mourned in both secular and religious communities. In tribute, the Prime Minister of Pakistan said that she was a rare and unique individual who lived long for higher purposes. Mother Teresa was a great woman of faith, a Christian who made a big difference for good in our world. Christians made